Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host today, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be broadcasting from the beautiful Regis Executive Suites here in sensational Sandy Springs. As a reminder to our listeners, make sure you are connected with us on the social medias, Twitter at Business Radio X, and today we're using the hashtag Atlanta Business Radio. Also, you can follow me personally at Ryan Redhawk, and all tweets and comments are welcome there. Also, go to our Facebook page, Business Radio X, and interact with us there. Leave your thoughts, comments, and you can see all photos of our in-studio guests. And now, it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the Business Radio X flagship studio and the Atlanta Business Radio Show from CrossFit Passion in Alpharetta, Marjorie Green.
Hi, Ryan.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Welcome back to the program. You were just on a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And what was your experience like then?
Oh, I thought it was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun sitting here talking with me on the radio?
Absolutely.
Good, good. Well, hopefully we can continue that fun and talk a little bit more about CrossFit, what it's like to run a business, what it's like to be a female entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I know all of our listeners and supporters really enjoyed that last episode, so we're hoping to give them a little more to chew on here today. So when we last visited CrossFit Passion, talking about that a couple weeks ago, we left it at some things going on there. Like you just recently had a holiday party, right?
We did.
How did that go?
Oh, it was so much fun. We had it on Sunday at 5 p.m. We called it Wadmas.
Okay.
That was our Christmas party. We all got together, had a partner workout. So you couldn't pick your partner, though. You had to be assigned a partner. So we passed around a bucket. Everybody pulled a number out.
Randomly,
yeah, because, you know, you like to get with the same partner.
Yes.
But actually, this time we mixed it up. So everyone got a different partner, which was a lot of fun. I got to have a teenage partner.
Right.
She's 16 years old.
Okay.
And let me tell you, teenagers are fast.
Oh, they are?
They are very fast.
Yeah.
So she was a lot of fun for me to work out with.
Great.
So we had a workout. Then we had a potluck dinner, which was so delicious.
So people brought all kinds of dishes.
All kinds of dishes. Typically at CrossFit, we focus on our nutrition and eating well, eating clean food that's really good for our body. But I will say we misbehaved a little bit on Sunday.
Lots of sweets and cakes.
We had a lot of good, yummy stuff.
Very nice. But is this something you normally do or regularly do there at CrossFit Passion, is invite others and have a gathering like this?
We like to do it. We try to do it a couple times a year, but we're actually starting in January. We're going to do it once a month. On a Sunday each month, it's going to be about 5 o'clock, same thing. And we're opening it to the public.
Oh.
So this will be a great time for someone to come in and do just a fun workout with us and try to get to see what the community aspect
is.
Yeah,
and meet
CrossFit
people who are not in the middle of a WOD or post-WOD where they may not be, you know, out of breath, but you can talk to people in a more relaxed setting and see the gym, see the people, ask questions, and decide then if you want to get involved, right?
Yes, yes. We're also going to be doing that four Saturdays in January.
Four Saturdays in January.
Okay. So I believe it starts on January 9th.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, it's going to be January 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. Those at 9 a.m., we call those Bring a Friend days.
Oh, cool.
So these are days where we ask all of our members to bring friends in, maybe that are interested in CrossFit, want to try it out, are curious, maybe just want to watch the class.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine too. Just watch it and see what's going on. But we're going to have those days at those Bring a Friend days at 9 a.m. So it'll be 9 to 10 on those Saturdays, the 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. And anyone can come in and try out CrossFit for free.
Fantastic. Now, things like the Christmas WOD and the Bring a Friend Day on Saturdays, are these directives from CrossFit HQ that are best practices they recommend you do, or are these things that you've just kind of adopted organically?
Well, we've adopted them, but they've definitely come from CrossFit HQ. Lots of CrossFit gyms do them. They open up, they'll offer a free class or have a Bring a Friend Day. And it's just a good way for someone to come in. CrossFit's really intimidating.
Yes.
You, most people's experience with CrossFit is they have been turning channels on their TV and they run across ESPN and they see these monster people doing crazy, amazing things. And they're usually like, oh, I'm right. never going to do that.
Right, right. But that's like watching the NFL and saying, I'm not going to, no way I'm going to play in the NFL on Sunday, but yeah. I sure can go out in the backyard and throw the football around.
Absolutely.
Or have a group neighborhood get together and play some flag football.
Absolutely.
So same thing with CrossFit. Don't be intimidated by those high caliber athletes you may see on ESPN.
Yeah, so what you see on ESPN at the CrossFit Games, which only happens once a year in July, those are the they're the 0.001% of CrossFitters. They're the elite. They're the professional CrossFitters. Just like my business partner, Travis Mayer at CrossFit Passion. He's a CrossFit Games athlete. So only the top athletes in the world go compete at the CrossFit Games. And right. then we see them on ESPN.
Yes.
And then people see that and they're like, that's CrossFit?
Right.
No way.
Right.
I can't do that. I'm going to get hurt. Well, no. You're not going to do that. We're not going to let you do that. We don't want you to get hurt.
Right.
So we like to have these bring a friend days or we offer a free, everyone's first class at CrossFit Passion is free. So we bring them in and then we put them through a workout that they can do.
Yeah.
And that's what CrossFit really is. You're going at your own pace. You're lifting weights and you're moving how you can move at your best capability.
I see. So basic fundamental movements started at your ability, your scalability for
yes.
your fitness level, which may be, you know, not so good or it may be very good. But either
yeah.
way, you can scale all these movements to your specific needs.
Yes, absolutely. And then at CrossFit Passion, one of the main things we focus on as coaches is movement.
Okay.
So we're very particular about human movement. We want our members to move correctly.
Mm-hmm.
We want to teach that because we want to avoid injury. And then we also want them to move correctly so they can get stronger.
Yeah, progress.
Progress, mm-hmm. absolutely. So we work on movement. We will stop someone and correct their movement if we see them moving wrong. We're not going to be standing there yelling at our members, go.
Yeah.
We're going to be like, wait a minute, let's shift your knee to the right.
Yeah.
Let's squeeze your glutes in the bottom of the squat. We're going to focus on those things so that people aren't just moving fast and incorrectly. We want them to move correctly first and then to move quickly.
Right. And that doesn't take place at all CrossFit facilities. Some just randomly pick out workouts for people to do on a non-strategic schedule. But
yes.
at CrossFit Passion, you guys put a lot of thought into your daily, weekly, and monthly programming for all your members. Is that right?
Yes, we do. We put a lot of thought. Travis does the programming. He does a great job. He furthered his education in program and design. It's well thought out, and it's written in advance. So while our workouts change daily, there's something different every day, but there's actual thought and process that goes mm-hmm. into that. So Travis spends a lot of time doing that. At other CrossFit gyms, it's all different. Each one is owned by a different owner, so they may actually that morning be throwing a workout up on the board because they saw another CrossFit gym do it that seemed cool,
mm-hmm.
or because maybe they've tried it before and it seemed cool, but it not really any method or thought.
Yeah.
We don't like to do that. We really want to have a lot of thought and process into our programming and into our coaching.
That totally makes sense. So if you're out there, listeners, thinking about getting involved with CrossFit, do a little research. Go and visit a box. Go to a free friend, bring a friend day like they'd have at CrossFit Passion, or go to the local neighborhood box and walk around. I'm sure they'd be happy to talk to you and explain more about them, but make sure it's the right fit for you and your mm-hmm. fitness goals before going and adopting it full time. So
there's another thing, talking about CrossFit. CrossFit has changed the fitness industry so much that you're seeing CrossFit style classes in other kinds of gyms.
Very good point, yes.
But it's not necessarily CrossFit.
Yes.
So like at your big gyms, the big different ones, they may have classes like they might have Metcon class
right.
or XFit class.
Yes.
And those are copycats of CrossFit, but it's not actually CrossFit. The problem with that is people will go to those classes and they really think they're doing CrossFit.
Yes.
But they really aren't doing CrossFit. Because the bad thing is, the person teaching that class is not certified as a CrossFit instructor, and the gym that's offering those classes is not an affiliate of CrossFit headquarters.
Right.
So that's really important. I highly recommend people, if you're going to try CrossFit, try it in the right place. Go to an actual CrossFit gym, an actual CrossFit box.
Excellent advice. Certainly do encourage that and echo that, what Marjorie just said, because you're jumping on a box or flipping a tire or doing some different workouts doesn't make it CrossFit. It's actually when you're getting it from a prescribed CrossFit affiliate using the prescribed CrossFit methodology, which if your listeners don't know, it's all focused on strength, conditioning, and consisting of a mix of Olympic weightlifting, aerobic exercise, and calisthenics.
Yes.
But done differently at different paces in different different days of the week over there at CrossFit Passion.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you're also somewhere and you don't know where to go, you can go to CrossFit.com and go on the affiliate finder map.
Oh.
And you can find an actual CrossFit affiliate that's close to you.
Right. That's good. So definitely encourage the listeners to get out there and research it and find out what's the best fit for you. I'd like to also know more about your business experience with the CrossFit and how you know what to do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to continue to grow the business. Do you lean on other affiliate owners? Do you guys get together and have a monthly luncheon and talk about, hey, what's working, what's not? Where do you go to stay current and continue to grow with your CrossFit Passion development?
We do. There's a lot of things we do, actually, just like anyone would in any type of business or industry. You want to know your market. There's been things I've been paying attention to specifically in our market. I don't consider us other CrossFit gyms my competition.
Right.
Those are actually my friends.
Yes.
I'm really good friends at the CrossFit gym that's just down the street from me. I actually work out with the owner a couple, you know, we get together maybe once or twice a month. And the other CrossFit gyms in the area, those are my friends. The market's changed a lot. And just like I mentioned before, you might can go to the big gyms and take Metcon class or X-Fit class. Or you might can go to a boxing gym and take what's supposed to be a CrossFit class. Those gyms have actually become my competition because they're advertising. They can't use the word CrossFit because they're not an affiliate, but they're advertising those style classes. So those have become my actual business competition.
I understand completely. And they're watering down the methodology.
They are.
They're not adhering to the basic fundamentals that Coach Greg Glassman set back in year 2000. So
absolutely. And it's really unfortunate because Greg Glassman, his methodology that he came up with that is CrossFit, what we know as CrossFit today, is based on very sound principles of gymnastics, weightlifting, and cardio endurance.
Yes.
Those things are really important. They produce the 10 domains of fitness, such as power, speed, strength, agility, balance, coordination, stamina, and so forth. So those things are really important. Those are important things in our daily functioning and movement as a human being. We all want to move well. We all want to live well. Unfortunately, we have to sit a lot, but we want to in most of our jobs. But when we go on vacation, we really want to get out and do stuff. Yeah. Or we want to get out with our kids or on our days off. We want to be able to be active human beings. And those sound principles that Greg Glassman came up with really help you do that. Like he said a long time ago, he said he does CrossFit so that when he's like 85 years old, he can take the trash can from the house down to the mailbox, squat down, pick up the newspaper, and not have any problem, and just move and function. And
so as much of a preventative step he's taking to, you know, kind of ward off those aging process will happen to us all, but also to get more healthy, more fit for today's world.
Yes.
So you can move boxes or, you know, push the kids in a stroller, whatever you may be doing.
Yes.
The movements that you do at CrossFit will only help you in your real world.
In the real world. So in my business competition, those gyms that are offering these watered down versions of what they consider CrossFit or these copycat classes, those have become my actual business competition. So I've been focusing my efforts there on how do I compete with that? And I think that's going to have to come down to educating people. So in my marketing, like maybe my Facebook ads or my Google ads or on my website, I need to start putting my attention into educating people somehow that there's a difference.
Yes.
And there really is a difference. And then, but people don't know it. I mean, how can they know it? Unless they've really looked into it.
Right. And it is explained to some folks that all it is just one style of workout is what CrossFit is. But when it overall, it's a culture, it's a community, it's a whole methodology.
Yes. It's geared and designed for health.
Yes.
That's the whole purpose, to keep you healthy, to help you move well, to help keep you strong, to prevent injury, and then also to teach you to eat well. The other thing you asked me is, do I talk with other affiliate owners? I do. So I'm a member of, on Facebook, there's a really popular Facebook page, the affiliate owners Facebook page.
Okay. So free to join, or you have to be invited to join?
You really need to be an affiliate owner.
Right. Oh, right.
There are coaches, CrossFit coaches on there as well, but there's lots of discussion on business issues, member issues, sometimes programming, sometimes movement, different things like that. So everyone will post like, hey, I'm having a problem with this.
Yeah.
And then there'll be tons of comments. So you get feedback from people all over the world. And there's...
That's fantastic, because it may be different for somebody on West Coast or East Coast or overseas on some of the challenges. What are those challenges you see on a daily basis for you and your business? Is it member retention? Is it recruiting new members? Is it just operating the facility to its best every day? I mean, what are some of those challenges you face?
I think our personal challenges is that we are one of the largest CrossFit gyms in the Southeast.
The parking?
Parking is an issue there?
No, parking can be. No, actually, the reason we had to move into a large warehouse, we wanted to have a large facility. So moving into that large warehouse took us off of a busy road frontage. So people don't see us. We're down a side street. So we have a huge building, a huge facility, beautiful space, locker rooms, restrooms, showers, and tons of equipment and lots of space for everyone to work out. But driving by, they might not know we're there. Yeah. So for my business in particular, that's usually one of my problems. I have to let people know, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
You know, and so getting our making ourselves visible is usually one of my marketing problems.
Right. Well, no problem here on Business Radio X, because people are hearing you all around the world. And also they can go on the website, atlantabusinessradio.businessradiox, to hear this interview forever on the internet. So
yes, and
that's
they
a great
can
way to do it.
Check us out at passioncrossfit.com.
Very good. Thank you for mentioning that. And we are talking with Marjorie Green, who is the owner, coach, and athlete over there at CrossFit Passion. When were you founded?
Oh, 2013.
So 2013, mm-hmm. And now here we are in 2015, mm-hmm. right? And you've got some great things behind you, but a lot of bigger and better things to come.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
And so, what are some of your goals as a member, or excuse me, as an affiliate owner there for CrossFit Passion in 2016? Is it to get more new members?
Yeah, we just had our coaches meeting last week, planning for 2016. We have a lot of cool stuff lined up. We spent the first 2 years growing our business. We've grown really well. So now we're moving forward into not only with member retention, gaining new members, and then so many exciting things in 2016. So like I said, January, we have 4 Bring a Friend days, which are the 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. Yep. So that's open to the community. Anyone can come and try CrossFit for free at one of our 9 a.m. classes. Yes. And then we're starting a nutrition challenge. That will start January 25th.
Okay.
And will continue all the way to February 22nd. So we'll be educating our members on February 21st on a Thursday night. We'll have a meeting teaching them all about nutrition, the right ways to eat, good foods, cooking, recipes, all that good stuff.
Great.
Then we'll support them through the month while they take the nutrition challenge. A lot of cool things happen out of that. People lose weight. They get stronger. All of a sudden, they're feeling so much better. They're sleeping well at night.
Right.
So many good things. I've even had members that their allergies got better.
Wow.
Because they were cutting out certain
things. So they started eating better.
Yes.
Dedicated to their diet and fitness routines and health changes, attitude changes. Overall, just ends up being a positive.
Yeah.
Never heard anybody say, you know, I lost weight and I've cleaned up my diet, but I feel like crap.
No, you know, you don't hear that.
Everybody's positive when you stay committed, stay focused, but it doesn't happen overnight.
No, it doesn't happen overnight. And it's hard to do by yourself.
Yes.
Really, really hard. So we try to give as much support as we can. We'll have like a private community Facebook page where people can say, oh, people brought in donuts at lunch today and I nearly died.
Yeah.
And people can, you know, give them feedback and support. They can call us anytime. So we really like to be there for them and help them through the month. A lot of our members, once they get through the first month, they continue on their own. They mm-hmm. may lose like 12 pounds in that month, but they're like, you know, I'd really like to lose 10 more. Obesity is a huge problem.
That's right. That's another subject we should touch on.
Yes.
How not only is a problem for children, but adults alike here in America today.
Yeah, all in America. It's really, I think it's one of the biggest growing issues that we face as Americans. What we talked about at our coaches meeting this week is the obesity rates.
Yes.
So we've got nearly 35% of adult Americans are obese.
Right.
That's
and I would
massive.
Say it's higher than that, you know.
Well, it is because almost 70% of Americans are overweight or obese.
Wow.
So 70% is overweight or obese. I mean, I'm 41 years old. I remember when I was a kid, you would rarely see an overweight person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did, they stood out and people sadly would look at them.
You're absolutely right. I remember the same thing.
Yes. And then now it's completely opposite, because if 70% of Americans are overweight or obese, if you're the thin person or the fit person, you stand out.
Right.
And it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. And I know people do not want to be overweight or obese. And it's just our culture has gotten that way based on the foods we eat, the sugary drinks we consume, fried foods, fast foods.
The portions. Everywhere we go, it's just they serve enough to feed three or four people.
Yeah. And it's hard to not eat it.
Yeah, because it tastes so good.
Tastes delicious. It does. It tastes delicious. Yeah. And you just want to keep eating it. I can't blame anybody.
Right.
I don't judge a single person. If anything, I just want to help them and then support others and have people support me too.
Yeah.
Like, hey, girl, you don't need that.
Right.
Put that down.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Marjorie Green does not judge anyone there at CrossFit Passion.
No.
So come on in. Whether you are intimidated by the movements or your body image or any of that, don't worry about it.
No.
They can help you get on a program, put you on the path to success, and support you along the way. I think that is the element most people are searching for, is just that great network of friends and family who will support them in their diet and fitness goals.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for people starting CrossFit, the hardest part is walking in the door.
Mm-hmm.
They're nervous. They're not sure if they're able to do it. They maybe are embarrassed because they are overweight and they don't want people looking at them. But actually, if you can just walk in the door, we take care of the rest.
Right.
We will completely help you through all of it.
And I think that speaks to the culture of CrossFit, that you can be a member of CrossFit Passion, be in LA for the weekend and drop in on a CrossFit box and be just as welcomed as if you were a first-time visitor to that CrossFit. In your opinion, in your experience, why is it that there's such a tight-knit and supportive community within the CrossFit community?
CrossFitters are awesome people. They just are. I think it's because everyone truly learns to put their ego down.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really there to better themselves. And then in bettering themselves, they want to see others better themselves.
Yeah.
So everyone supports one another. As a matter of fact, if you go to a CrossFit gym and you see people working out, you are going to see us cheering for the guy or the woman that is finishing last. We're going to cheer for them more than we are the guy that finished first.
Right.
As a matter of fact, we'll just be like, yeah, good job, whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. He doesn't need the support.
No.
It's the person who is still trying and struggling that needs the encouragement and
then we all relate to that person.
Yeah.
We're all like, oh, we know what that feels like. So we are so emotionally and mentally with them and behind them. So we just cheer them on and want to see them do well
but
and want to see
them
finish.
That culture trickled down from the original CrossFits and Coach Glassman himself. It wasn't just started at CrossFit Passion Alpharetta or CrossFit Ohio. This was the way it was designed from the beginning and has spread around the country and around the world with that same supportive community behind it.
Yeah, so even like from a regular CrossFit class at a CrossFit gym anywhere in the world, you're going to see us cheering for that guy or woman finishing last.
Yep.
And then at the CrossFit Games, you're going to see people standing on their feet screaming for whoever's the last person finishing their heat, maybe in the CrossFit Games. It's just how we are. We love to support each other. And we love to see each other do well.
Yeah, you don't see that in any other sports either.
Not really.
Yeah, you don't see the football guys coming back on the field and cheering each other on after they've lost. But that is why you should get involved with CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you should go to CrossFit Passion and get some coaching from Marjorie and Travis over there, because you know they will support you as long as you are there. Like you've said before, just show up. They
just
will take care
up.
Of the rest.
Yep.
And put you on a journey to success for sure. So for those listeners who may have joined us late, we're talking with Marjorie Green from CrossFit Passion in Alpharetta. They've been around since 2013 and are one of the largest CrossFit affiliates here in the North Atlanta area. And you guys offer quite a extensive range of programming for people. Just the regular CrossFitters, but you have CrossFit Kids.
We do.
You have the Barbell Club, right? Talk to us a little about that.
So we have our regular adult CrossFit classes. We also have CrossFit Kids, which is a blast. I actually love to watch that class. Those, we have preschoolers. They range from age 3 to 5. And then we have the elementary school kids. And then we even have CrossFit teens.
So, now, the CrossFit kids aren't slinging barbells around, are they?
No, no. They are having so much fun, they don't even know they're working out.
Right.
So that's the whole goal of CrossFit Kids. It's all game-based fitness.
Oh, fun.
Yes. But we are working on their movement. We're teaching them to squat properly. We're teaching them to press properly. We're teaching them how to use their bodies, focusing on jumping and different movements that help their vestibular systems and coordination. So those things are very important to CrossFit Kids. But no, they're not lifting heavy weights. We're not interested in that.
Maybe you should program some CrossFit Kids style workouts for the adults over there. I bet that would be fun for to have a game incorporated.
We do, yeah, musical chairs sometimes.
Right?
That's
great.
A lot of fun.
Right, and then we're back to the obesity point. Almost 17% of children these days are overweight.
Yes.
So we need to make sure they're getting fit and adopting the healthy lifestyle at a very young age.
Yes.
So they avoid going down that road of a lifetime of perhaps shame and ridicule that they don't want to have to deal with.
Yeah, Ryan, I'm a mom. I have 3 kids. So I'm a 41-year-old CrossFit Masters athlete. I love to compete in the CrossFit Open and the Masters Regional. I have aspirations to make it to the CrossFit Games one day. But just even more than that, I look at my own children and all the children, you know, that I come in contact with on a daily basis. And so I went and got my CrossFit Kids certification because I care so much about our children and them growing healthy and moving. And sadly, today at many schools, PE is not being funded, and so we're losing our PE programs. So kids are sitting a lot at school. They sit a lot. Maybe their recess time is not as long as it was like when we were kids, when we were in school. Then they have tons of homework. They come home from school and they may have 2 to 3 hours of homework. So they've sat all day at school, they rode home on the bus, and then they get home and they have more homework, and they're not out and playing in the yard.
Yeah.
They're not playing outside, really, because now TV, there's 24 hours a day of cartoons on TV.
I know.
There is video games, which kids absolutely love. So there's all these video distractions that what else do you do, or how do you watch TV and play video games? You sit.
Yes.
So children are not as active as they used to be, and it's unfortunate. So it's leading to many children being overweight and obese, and it's unfortunate because that's going to lead to type 2 diabetes. Mm. That's going to lead to hypertension. They're going to have many health problems that are simply avoidable if they could eat well and exercise. Kids love to exercise. As a matter of fact, when you see children at a playground running around, they've got nothing but smiles on their faces.
Yes.
So CrossFit Kids is such a wonderful program. If your kids aren't moving enough or getting enough activity or their day is so structured, find a certified CrossFit Kids program, put them in there, and I guarantee they will absolutely love it.
That's awesome advice, and I think they'll also love the supportive community within the CrossFit. So the kids supporting one another, encouraging each other, it doesn't just happen with the adults. It happens with the kids, too. So they're learning how to get along and how to you know, encourage and support, as well as get fit along the way.
Yes.
So got to love that. So so looking back on 2015, it's been a pretty good year for you at CrossFit Passion. You've grown members. You've adopted some new partners over there. What are some of the highlights for you looking back upon the year?
Looking back on 2015, I had a lot of fun. I came in 47th in the world.
Oh, that's right. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
That was great. In the Masters Division for the CrossFit Games, you have to be in the top 20 in the entire world to actually go to the CrossFit Games.
Out in California in the summer every year. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you went out there.
No, I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't.
I was 47th in the world.
So next year.
So I was 27 places away.
Yes, and in 2016, we hope to see you in California. That's great.
I had a lot of fun at the Granite Games in Minnesota in September. I competed with some amazing women. Oh my gosh, they were so incredible. Made great friends. Mm-hmm. Keep in touch with them. So that was a lot of fun. CrossFit Passion grew in 2015. We added more members. I say members. Actually, we added more friends.
Yes.
I consider
more family.
Yes, more family, our Fit Fam. And then just looking forward to 2016, we're so excited for it. So we have our January is going to be big with our Bring a Friend Days and our Nutrition Challenge. The Open, 2016 Open for the CrossFit Games.
Let's break that down for our listeners. What does that involve and how can people get involved if they would like to?
The Open is so much fun. We are planning some really cool things for it. So when you see the CrossFit Games on ESPN and you go, look at those monsters, you know, ripped and shredded, muscly men and women, and they're doing amazing things. They all had to go through a process to get there. And the CrossFit Open is the beginning of that process.
And that begins in the end of February.
Yes.
Runs through March.
Yes, it's 5 weeks. So there's one workout a week for 5 weeks. So it totals up to be 5 workouts. And then there's a leaderboard, and we do that online through the CrossFit Games website. And so each person that registers for the Open, so that people all over the world register.
Right.
Like, I think last year there was about 250,000.
Yeah,
huge.
Close to a quarter of a million people registered. And each week there's a workout, but you're scaled to your age and your abilities.
There's two divisions. There's RX, meaning you do the workout as prescribed, and then there is also a scaled workout. So it's no problem. If you can't do the prescribed workout, you do the scaled workout. And then there is, so anybody from 18 to 39 competes in the individual category. Then there's the master's divisions going up from 40. So there's 40 to 44, 45 to 49, 50 to 54, and so on. And those are the master's divisions. And so all of us compete for those 5 weeks doing those workouts. Mm-hmm. And then we're based on our scores, we're all sorted out on a leaderboard.
Right.
People might ask, well, how do you know if everyone's scores are right? So you have to perform your workout at a CrossFit affiliate and be judged by someone, meaning you're counted and your movement's correct and your reps are correct. And then, like, say, I have to validate people's scores. So all of my members put their scores in and I validate them. So that's the first stage. And then once those leaderboards are all put together after the 5 weeks, then the top, they just changed it last year. The top 40 men and 40 women go to regionals.
Regionals, which I think there's 6 or 8 regionals.
Well, there used to be 17, but they combined them last year. So there's actually less regions. I think maybe there's 10.
12.
Yeah.
They all compete.
They all compete against each other at a regional. And that's an event you can actually go to. Mm-hmm. The regional, our regional is in Atlanta.
2016 again?
Yep. So it was at the World Congress Center last year. So it'll be here again.
Nice.
So if you're in the Atlanta area, buy tickets.
Right.
That's a blast.
And it's a great way if you're part of a CrossFit affiliate as a member or an athlete there and you love that community, a way to get plugged into the worldwide CrossFit community through the WODs, through the workout, through the tracking of the scores and see where your fitness level is. Just a way to kind of put into a nice little context for you about where your fitness level may be.
It's so much fun. It's just a good time. It's like if you enjoyed sports or just even playing basketball with your friends in the driveway, you'll love the CrossFit Open.
Yes.
And so we're planning fun things for the CrossFit Open. Yep. One of our coaches, Macy and I have been planning, we're going to do a spirit week. So we're going to dress up, you know, like homecoming spirit week.
Right.
for high schools. Yeah. We're going to dress up each day of the week and just have a blast.
So do some face painting, some banners, streamers.
Crazy outfits.
All right.
We're going to have a good time gearing up for the first Open workout, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Great, right. So look forward to that, and you can get involved also at your local CrossFit affiliate or go get signed up there at CrossFit Passion and be part of Spirit Week and the CrossFit Open and really enjoy all of that camaraderie going on there, down there at CrossFit Passion for sure. So just a couple more minutes left here, just a few more questions I'd like to ask you, particularly about being a female business owner. What's it like to be an entrepreneur, and where do you kind of see that? I think that's a feather in your cap, of course, you know.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Your opinions on that.
It's challenging. Like I said, I'm a mom. I have 3 kids. Yeah. So last night after I cooked dinner, the kids made their lunches after dinner.
I thought that was your job.
Well, we put them together last night, put them in the fridge so they were ready to go in the morning because I had to be there and coach the 7:30 a.m. class. So there's a balance act there. So it's certainly juggling between mom, business owner, And
that's some good word of advice. What would you, any advice you would give to someone who's thinking about becoming an affiliate owner, and particularly maybe a female out there? What are some of those early challenges and hurdles to look out for that you experienced?
I think you need to have a real good understanding of CrossFit methodology and coaching people.
First and foremost.
And just because you like CrossFit a lot doesn't mean you should open a CrossFit
box.
You can love it and it can be your hobby and your passion and you can really enjoy doing it. But owning a CrossFit affiliate is a lot different than being a CrossFitter.
Yes.
It's a full-time job. And it's you'll find out lots of CrossFit affiliate owners say they spend more time cleaning their gym, doing the business parts than they do actually working out.
Yeah, so the unglamorous parts of being a business owner.
There's some not so much fun things. Yes.
Yeah. And so definitely reach out to Marjorie if you have questions about that. I'm sure she would love to talk to you, whether here locally or maybe you're on the other side of the world and you want to email her. She'd be happy to kind of give you some advice and some best practices for what it is like to be all the above, a mom, a CrossFit owner, affiliate, athlete, a competitor, and just an overall good person.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, my email address is crossfitpassion@gmail.com. And our website is passioncrossfit.com.
And you have a phone number?
We do pretty much everything online.
So go to the website.
Yes, if go to the website.
If you need to know the phone number.
It's really, actually, the music's usually playing loud in the gym, so
you'll get an answer.
Catch me better by email.
And she'll call you back when she has time. So very good. So thank you so much, Marjorie, for joining us here today. Your insightful industry knowledge is always good for me personally, as well as our listeners. I know it really resonates with them. So please do come back and share some more information when you have time.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you. Thank you, Ryan.
All right. So if your company is out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly through the contact page at businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.